Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to not just another session of Character from the Quran, the series that we've been doing all throughout the month of Ramadan during the daytime, where we go through reflections and lessons that we observe within the Quran about good character, noble conduct, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, what Allah tells us about good character from the Quran. And we particularly decided to focus on this mainly because Ramadan is a month of the Quran. Ramadan is a month in which we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is a time when we read the Quran, we study the Quran, we listen to the Quran, we try to make an effort to understand the Quran. And one of the key elements of the Quran is beautiful, noble character. We've all referenced this narration multiple times in these sessions, but the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they would be asked about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we know, right, the Quran says لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that the ultimate character, that the ultimate role model in terms of how to conduct ourselves and how to live our lives is the Prophet of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the best role model. He is the ultimate example. And what was his character like? If Allah is saying that he's the best role model for us, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is that he has the best character ever, then obviously his character, you know, demands and his character deserves emulation. We should strive to be like him. So when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is being asked, Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, anbi'ni an khuluqi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please inform me and tell me about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qalat, alaysa taqra'u al-Qur'ana? She says, do you not read the Qur'an? Do you not study the Book of Allah? Do you not read the Qur'an? Qala bala. She says, of course I do. He says, of course I do. Qalat. And then she says, well, if you read the Quran, then you'll understand what I'm about to say. فَإِنَّ خُلُقَ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ الْقُرْآنَ, that the character, the behavior, the conduct, the mode of conducting oneself for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Quran. He lived in accordance with the Quran. So we felt that it was very sensible and very appropriate to study about good and noble character from the Quran, from the lens of the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all throughout the month, we've been going through a number of remarkable qualities, characteristics, everything from patience to kindness to steadfastness, sincerity, forgiveness, maintaining a good relationship with your family. We've been talking about all these different characteristics and qualities. So in the concluding session here, I wanted to leave with a bit of a reminder about good character in general and how we can overall focus on our character going forward and why this is something so important. Our manners, our etiquette, our conduct, how we conduct ourselves, why we need to focus on that and why that is something so important. So what is character? What do we mean when we say good conduct and good character? What is the essence of character? So some of the great scholars of the past, Imam Ghazali, rahimahullahu ta'ala, when referencing his teacher, or Imam Ghazali, rahimahullahu ta'ala, also himself, he references the idea of good character, and he says something very interesting, very fascinating. He says that good character and good conduct is referring to the natural state of a person, that when a person is going about their day and they're just kind of not really getting a lot of chance to think about exactly what they're doing, they're not getting to strategically decide each and every single little move, but they're just kind of going about their day, then very naturally, their behavior, what ends up being their behavior naturally, is actually what that person's character is. That's what that person's character is. And there's a very good word for this in English, and that is disposition. A person's natural temperament, a person's, you know, default temperament and disposition is a person's character. It's your natural mode of being, how you naturally react to things, how you naturally go about things. That is what your character is. Furthermore, it's also explained by the scholars that good conduct and good character, they say that it primarily revolves around two ideas. Fundamentally, it revolves around two ideas. Number one, بَذْلُ الْمَعْرُوفِ قَوْلًا وَفِعْلًا. It is to strive to do good, to say good and to do good. And the second part of it is, وَكَفُّ الْأَذَىٰ قَوْلًا وَفِعْلًا. And you try not to harm people. You try not to afflict harm on people, not through your words and not through your actions. So it is to do good by way of your words and actions, and to stay away from harm through your words and actions. Never verbally or physically harm anyone. Another explanation, Imam al-Mawardi, he says that husnul khuluq, that good conduct, beautiful conduct and noble character, is for you to be easygoing, to be forgiving, to always be pleasant and be approachable. That you do not, you know, frighten and intimidate people, and that you always use good language. You always use good language. They always speak very respectfully and politely to people. That should be our default mode. And this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us in the Quran constantly about, having just overall good conduct and good character. Allah says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak to people very beautifully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِ الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا سَيِّئَةُ. Not all good is equal. Not all bad is equal. And good and bad are definitely not equal. What does that mean? اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Always respond to every situation with that which is more beautiful and more excellent. Raise and elevate the bar. Always elevate the level and the status of the discourse. Never allow it to be stuck in a very negative, bad place. If somebody says something bad, you try to say something good. If somebody does something wrong and you can't necessarily fix it all, but you can make it a little less bad, then do so. And if somebody says or does something good, you should strive to say something and do something better. Raise the bar. Elevate the level. But idfa billati hi ahsan. Always respond with that which is better. Why? What will that do? فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. That even the person who hates you, who despises you, even that person will grow to admire you and will respect you because of your character. So character, good conduct and good character is powerful enough to turn foe into a friend, an enemy into a supporter and an admirer. As we see in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl is the son of Abu Jahl, fought in multiple battles against the Muslims and against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he becomes Muslim. Abu Sufyan led the army of the disbelievers against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam multiple times. He becomes Muslim. Hind bint Utbah, she hired Wahshi, the assassin, to assassinate the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then mutilate his body. The assassin Wahshi and the woman who hired him, Hind, they both become Muslim. They both become companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the power of that character and that conduct. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us some very practical advice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith that's mentioned in the book of Tirmidhi, narrated by Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ittaqillaha haythuma kunt." Be conscious of God no matter where you are and what your situation is. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. And follow up every bad thing that you might do with something good, and that good deed will erase the effects of the bad action that you had committed. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And interact with people in a very beautiful, remarkable, and admirable way. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in a hadith also from the book of Tirmidhi, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Akmalul iman, akmalul mu'minina imanan. Akmalul mu'minina imanan." There's great emphasis there, that the most complete from amongst the believers, when it comes to their belief, أحسنهم خلقا, are the people who have the most dignified, the most noble, the most beautiful character. They are the most complete of the believers in terms of their belief. وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم خلقا. And then the Prophet ﷺ, specifically addressing the men, he says, and the best amongst you, the best amongst you, the highest quality people amongst you, are the ones who are the best in terms of their conduct and character towards the women in their lives, towards women. That the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the best amongst you are the ones who are the most dignified in their treatment of women. Those amongst you who are most chivalrous are actually the best amongst you. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, and you know, we're completing a month of fasting, praying at night, Qiyamul Layl. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates in a hadith found in the book of Abu Dawood. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers, radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, narrates, that I heard the Messenger of Allah ﷺ saying, "Inna al-mu'min لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ." That a person, by means of a believer, when they conduct themselves with good, noble conduct and character, when they have a good disposition and a good demeanor, that they are, through their good conduct, good character, good demeanor, good disposition, beautiful character, beautiful manners, that they can achieve the status of someone who fasts every day and prays every night. We just got done with Ramadan. We're concluding the month of Ramadan. That the Prophet ﷺ is saying that you see someone They fast every other day. They pray every night. And you marvel at that. Well, the Prophet ﷺ says that having beautiful character and good manners can get bring you to that same status, can grant you that same level. The Prophet of Allah ﷺ says in an authentic narration, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, that indeed I was sent in order to complete good character, noble conduct and noble character. I was sent to bring completion and formality to good manners and good conduct. And Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates in a hadith found in the book of Tirmidhi that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا شَيْءٌ أَثْقَلَ فِي مِيزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. He says that there is nothing that is weightier in the scale of deeds of a believer on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, than good noble character. We all know we need to do good deeds. We all know that we need a lot of, you know, hard work, and we need to constantly be doing good. But where are we applying that good? Well, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us one of the greatest investments that you can make is in good and noble conduct and character. In another narration, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very similar narration, he says, مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ يُوضَعُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ أَثْقَلْ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ, that there is nothing that will be placed within the scale of deeds of a person that will be heavier and weightier than good, noble conduct and character. And then he goes on to say, وَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ لَيَبْلُغُ بِهِ دَرَجَةَ صَاحِبِ الصَّوْمِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, that a person by means of their good, noble conduct and manners and character, that they can reach the same level of virtue that that person would reach who fasts every other day and prays all night long. They can reach that same status by way of their good, noble conduct and character. And so much so, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even tells us about something very beautiful on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection. In a hadith that is found in the book of Bukhari, narrated in Sahih Muslim, it's narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and also by Hudhayfah ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Uti Allahu bi abdin min ibadihi, that a servant of God will be brought before Allah on the day of judgment. Atahu Allahu malan, Allah had given that person a lot of wealth. Faqala lahu, madha amilta fid dunya? So Allah will say to that person, what did you do in the life of the world? Like, what deeds, what actions can you present on your behalf? قَالَ وَلَا يَكْتُمُونَ اللَّهَ حَدِيثًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no one can hide anything from Allah. So that person will say, Ya Rabbi, آتَيْتَنِي مَالَكَ, O Allah, you had bestowed your blessings upon me, your wealth, you had given me wealth from you, you had given it to me. فَكُنْتُ أُبَايِعُ النَّاسَ, so I was a businessman. You blessed me with wealth. You gave me financial resources. So I did business. And he said that, وَكَانَ مِنْ خُلُقِي الْجَوَازُ, I was not a very pious person. But one of the things that I tried to do regularly was that when people borrowed money from me, I would forgive their debts. When people, I was selling them something, and they were trying to pay me, and they maybe didn't have all the cash or all the money, or they didn't have exact change or whatever, I would forgive an amount of it. Like something was $21 and they take out a 20, and I would say, that's fine, that's okay, I'll just take 20. So I would practice that, al-jawaz. فَكُنْتُ أَتَيَسَّرُ عَلَى الْمُسِرِ وَأُنْدِرُ الْمُعَسِرَ, so if somebody was doing okay, they weren't necessarily in a very tough financial situation, I would give them little discounts. You know, like I said, someone bought something for $21. They take out a 20. I would see the 20 and I would say, you know what? That's fine. It's okay. I'll give you a discount. You can just have it for 20 instead of 21. وَأُنْذِرْ الْمُعْسِرْ. But when it came to somebody who was actually in financial difficulty, I would tell them, you know what? Don't worry about paying me back right now. Just take it. You can pay me back later. And then later I would tell them, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about paying me back. We're all good. We're square. We're even. So this is how I went about living my life. I wasn't the most pious person. I wasn't the most knowledgeable person. I wasn't the most righteous person. I wasn't the most, like, you know, hard working worshiper. I didn't recite Quran, you know, 8 hours a day. I wasn't that kind of a person. I did my obligations. But the one thing I really focused on doing was what he says right here. I tried to be nice to people. I tried to make their lives a little bit easier for them. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of judgment in response to that person, أَنَا أَحَقُّ بِذَا مِنْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, and to be appropriate, I'll try to find the right words, but it's kind of like the expression, like, don't try to do my job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا أَحَقُّ بِذَا مِنْكَ. I make life easier for people. I look out for people. I take care of people. It's my job. تَجَاوَزُوا عَنْ عَبْدِي. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angels, as this person made life easier for people, today we will make the rest of eternity easier for him. Remove all of his sins, just like he would remove the debt of people, just like he would remove obligations, like expectations from people, things people owed him. Remove the sins from this person and make eternity better for this person. And that person will be granted paradise as a result of that. That is the power. That is the impact of noble character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with good, noble conduct and character. I want to encourage every single person who's watching or listening or will watch or listen to the session afterwards. We conducted these sessions all throughout the month of Ramadan. And I encourage you to go back. You can go to the Qalam YouTube channel. There's a playlist there, Character from the Quran. You can go to the Qalam Facebook page and you'll find a playlist there, Character from the Quran. You can even go to the Qalam podcast and you can hear the audio of these sessions. So they will be available. This is something we constantly need to be working on. Bettering our manners, our conduct, our character. I hope and pray that this has been beneficial for all of you. Barakallahu feekum. Before I leave, before I end, before I conclude, once again, I want to remind everyone, there's still time to pay your fitrah. And in general, anyone who is listening at any time, it's very important that we continue to take care of our brothers and sisters all around the world who are in suffering. Go to hhrd.org, Helping Hand for Relief and Development. A very, mashallah, good, trustworthy organization. Go to hhrd.org, donate and contribute there. And inshallah, as we wrap up and as we conclude here, and the month of Ramadan is concluding, so even if you're listening afterwards, you kind of have an idea as to when this session occurred. It's been a very blessed month of Ramadan. It's been a challenging month, but it's been a very blessed month. And we're very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity to observe the month of Ramadan. And for us here at Qalam to be able to serve you, to serve the community, to serve all y'all. And it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, inshallah, in these last few moments in the month of Ramadan, may Allah accept all your donations and contributions. Go to supportqalam.com. Support our efforts and initiatives. Jazakumullah khairan. It's an honor to be able to speak to you. May Allah bless us all with good, noble conduct and character. May Allah bless us with beautiful manners. May Allah bring us a little bit closer to the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That indeed you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are upon a very great and noble and powerful conduct and character. And may Allah allow us to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the life of the hereafter. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.